She referred to herself, the one you love, was come to honor you. She was making it about self versus putting it on you. She was making it a personal declaration, personal praise. Obviously, he did something for her personally. Yeah, he saved her, but he saved her many times over. Because when you can pull out your spirit from that space, this wasn't an isolated event. She obviously been through something that she couldn't express in a song, but it came up in her prayers. Obviously, you can't express all what you're going through, but you can do it through your prayers. It's the same aroma. It has the same kind of effect. I don't have to tell you exactly what I've been through word for word. But if you hear it in my scream, if you hear it in my praise, if you see me dancing, if you see me shouting, and you're telling me to be quiet, I must tell you to be quiet, because you don't know what he brought me from. You don't know what he just did for me. You don't know what type of dilemma I've been in. So don't tell me shut up. In fact, I'm going to get louder. I'm going to be indignant with my praise. Because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I experienced as a child. You don't know what I went through in that last relationship. You don't know what it's like to be hungry. But I've seen him do some things many times over in my life. And I had the audacity to let you let me be quiet. You are not that strong enough to keep me from praising him. I'm going to embody my praise. I'm going to be like MJ. I'm taking flight. Jump, man. Praise, man. I'm about to take flight. I'm not going to let this thing rattle me. I'm not going to let this thing offend me. I'm going to step over what's concerning me. I'm going to push back what's pushing me back. I'm going to suppress what tried to suppress me. I ain't going to bind what used to bind me. You can't keep me quiet. Financial difficulty. You can't keep me quiet. That hurtful relationship. You can't keep me quiet. Uncertainty. I'm going to praise him regardless. Or how I feared. I made it up in my mind that I'm not going to let my emotions dictate my praise. I decided with my own declaration that I would no longer be unstable as a double-minded man who's unstable in all his ways. I decided that I'm going to be even keeled, that I won't have too many lows and too many highs. Because that's what you call a drug addiction. That's what you call outside influences. But if I stay even keeled, then I'm leveling the playing field. I am not going to let you headlock me and strong arm me and influence me to do something that's out of my character. If you find yourself in those type of situations, then you need to get back in your praise closet. Because that means your tank had just went on empty. And you spent too much time in the street, not allowing yourself to be filled up. Because you've been influenced with outside of influences. I would no longer let alcohol get me so low and get me so high that I'm not really in my mindset the way I ought to be. That's what you call spirits. You notice when you go to those liquor stores, they say spirits. Come on now, let's be real. Interesting that the words that they use. New York City, we call them liquor stores. Down here, it says spirits. You notice it don't tell you what kind of spirits it is. How be it E&J? How be it Cavassier? Whatever, whether it's brandy, whatever it is, it all has spirits. One shot may not do it for you, especially when your system is used to one or two shots. But if you exceed more than what your body is capable of handling, you got spirits. When those kind of things get on the inside of you, it begins to some people, it makes them a little giggle. Some, like the cuss folk out, usually they tell the truth when they get angry in that manner. Watch how spirits work. But I have someone who's greater. Greater in me than he that's in the world. I prefer Holy Spirit. Because Jesus says he assured that he would keep me and bring me to all truth. Because those spirits that you're drinking is a lie. And if you get down again, then you got to go back for more spirits. But if you run out of money, where are you going to get the spirits from? But if I get poor in spirit, I can go to the Holy Spirit and he'll fill me up. Many times over. So I don't know, you don't know what each other been through. But based on your praise tells me a lot about you. You don't have to tell me how anointed you are, God Almighty. Your praise is going to express it all. It tells me a lot about your relationship with the Lord. I can tell a praying house when I'm around. It's a funny thing. Because last week, her husband began to pray. This week, it's her turn. I'm seeing a house that knows how to praise. And it's not because they need a check from the Lord. They are going back to what he's been through, what they've been through. He took them from one level to the next. And I'm going to tell you, Robert's family, he's going to take you over some more hurdles to make sure your praise is staying on top. In other words, what I'm saying to you, you're going to experience some more things, but it's done on purpose. It's not because God is picking on you. He wants to show you how strong he is in you. Determined, depending on what you are going through or what you are about to experience, it's going to determine the God on the inside of you. Because God don't want to be any longer, he don't want to be mediocre. He's ready to be a giant in your situation. He is tired of being a midget because he's getting midget praise. He want a giant praise from you. But in order for him to get out of some of you, you're going to have to go through some more stuff. But you're not going through it by yourself. You're going to go with him because he, watch this, he already been here before you got here. What he did was he went ahead and he tested the waters. He was making sure the environment is conducive for when he bring you back, you can handle it. What he's going to do is go to your future, come to your present, and take you right over there. And he's going to remind you, what did I do in your past? I'm the same God of your yesterday, today, and forevermore. God Almighty. I understand some people get afraid when they have to experience certain things. It makes them timid. But I heard the scripture tells me the Lord has not given me the spirit of fear, but he's given me the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And if you got spirit on the inside of you, you can't have a sound mind. That means you are unstable. You can be unshaken at any moment. Your waters can be troubled at any moment. Your storms will last longer than it's supposed to. Can I tell you a little secret? Some of your storms is lasting longer because you ain't praising them like you ought to. So your storm is going to sit there and look you dead in the eye and tell you, I'm not moving till you move. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being stuck where I am. When I serve an overcoming God, why should I be defeated? When he already told me, when he got up out of that grave, that I have all power in my hands. And if he doesn't, something is wrong with me, not because there's something wrong with him. If I'm living beneath that power, that means I don't know what's in the policies and procedures. Then I need to rethink some things because maybe I'm being fed wrong information. Information is okay, but if there's no revelation, it's not. I am going deeper than where I've been. Because God don't get glory out of surface disciples. In order for you to go to the other side, you have to experience some things before you get there. Speaking of that, let's turn to Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8. I hope you're blessed today. I hope you're encouraged today. I want to tell every married couple, start holding some hands. Walk around your home. Begin to speak some things. Begin to praise. Begin to edify. Do it uncommonly, uncommon praise, I call it. It's not church service, not at 3 a.m. It's not Wednesday night. It's uncommon. In other words, it's not scheduled. I'm going to tell you something. Based on the couples that I'm referring to, those of you who are by watching by Zoom and those of you who will see it later via YouTube, I'm saying to you is that these demons need to see too. They're not going to leave until they see forces. It's a scripture that says one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000 of flock, but they can't come by my dwelling. What's that dwelling? My household. What is the other dwelling? My temple. In other words, I'm keeping him at bay. But if I stay quiet and mute, then he got hold of me. But I got a voice on the inside of me that's greater than the voice that I'm speaking. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8. I'm gonna go ahead and teach this. Let me go to verse 18. Let me give you some time. Those of you by internet, just stick your thumbs up. Those of you here, just say amen. I received, I got it. Verse 18. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. And I'm not gonna stay there. I'm probably gonna move over to Luke, or rather Mark. I'm gonna just move over. I'm gonna just go move the way the Holy Spirit wants me to move. Because these spirits gonna respect who we are. We're not gonna just give them an opportunity to keep dancing in front of us and parading themselves like they got no respect. We're gonna let these demons know, you got to leave. I'm gonna call it unwanted guests. God Almighty, I love it right there. Unwanted spirits. Unwanted guests. People you did not invite over. Let me tell you about people who don't call before they show up. They'll just not. Wait a minute. Did we make some time of arrangements or something that I forgot about? That's what spirits do. Spirits do not tell you they're coming. They just come. And one thing about spirits, they look for places where it's vulnerabilities, where they're more acceptable, where you're a little bit more innocent. Spirits don't come to people when they know they can't, they're threatened by you. If they had any hold of you, it's because they know you open for the invite. Oh, Lord have mercy. How being relationships, male or female, when they override, or in other words, what I'm saying, when they overstep their boundaries, they don't know your boundaries. Because what they're saying is that they don't have boundaries. So you and I, what we must do, we have to make sure that we not be easily accessible to them. Hallelujah. And when Jesus, verse 18, and when Jesus saw a great multitude about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Verse 28. When he had come to the other side, to the country of Gergesenes, there met him two demons, possessed men, coming out of the tombs. Look at the description. Exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. Did you see what kind of territory they was taking? And suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" God. Verse 30. Now a good way off from there was a herd of many swine feeding. Verse 31. So the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine." They had the audacity to ask, to pick their destination. But they didn't ask, can they possess the man? Interesting. And he said to them, "Go." So when they had come out, they went into the herd of the swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. Then those who kept them fled and went away into the city and told everything, including what they had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they threw him, and when they saw him, look at this, they begged him to depart from their region. Oh, man. Already gave you the message. Already gave you the title. Look what took place. Verse 18 tells us he had commanded his disciples. It didn't say who he commanded. It just says he commanded. He commanded the disciples. He gave them a command. Let's go to the other side. When they got to the other side, but before they arrived on the other side, look at verse 23. Verse 24, there suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea. So the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And the disciples came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, for we perish it. Do you realize what was taking place before he had to go ahead and cast that spirit out? There was a storm that rose. When I meant earlier that is someone or a spirit standing in your way, before you get to the other side, it's trying to prevent you from your mission, from your destiny, from the journey. It's amazing how spirits even know that they allow, whether they force a wind to be so boisterous, to the point that tempers grew. What they were doing, they was ensuring that if we can just delay Christ and his disciples, we can possess this man a little longer. Spirits already know where they want to go. They already determine who they want to possess. If you notice certain things in our lives, when we know that we get into the heat of the moment, because it seems like things is getting thicker, and things are getting thicker. And so when we go into the, before we get to the other side, we have to understand what we must face before we get there. And if you're not spiritually in tune or inclined, what's happening, then what's happening is you are going to see just what you see rather than see past what you see. In other words, don't see with your eyes, see through. We're here. Let's finish this here. And verse 13. When Jesus saw great multitudes, verse 18, Matthew chapter 8, verse 18, just in case you got lost, about him, he gave the command to depart to the other side. And when he came to the other side, let's go down to verse 29. And suddenly they cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time, which means they was pointing down to the end of time? Because they already know their final destination. In other words, are you sending us to the abyss before it's time? But notice, they had enough respect to ask him, can we go into the swine? Mark's translation tells us that don't send us to outside this country, which means that they knew there were some vulnerable people they could possess. Let me tell you something. The demons don't have no problem coming into the church, because they just know the church is the building, but they say it's the people we want, not the building. They know when they have a weak spirit in the church to infiltrate the church. Here's another thing. They're not going after just anybody. If they can help it, they want somebody who looks like they have power. Who appear that they got power. The person who tells you how much they pray in a day. The person who tells you how much they get into the church. They want to make a mockery of that person. So what happens is the person that you and I hold in high esteem, that has great influence, they say if we can possess them, then the rest of them, they'll fall. Because at that point, it shows that there's no hope. If they see, that's the thing that we people need to be very careful and mindful that we don't hold idols. Who are you holding in high esteem that you're holding in as an idol? Verse 29. And then suddenly they cried out. See, people don't realize people don't just cry out, demons cry out too. Because they recognize them. Look what they call them. Jesus, you, Son of God, have you come here to torment us? It was okay with them as long as they was tormenting a man. That's what you call a bullying spirit. Jesus, man. I hate bullies, man. They can go around intimidating folk, telling people what they can and cannot do. Not up in here. Jesus, man. Somebody got to get in their bag to get to that place of power and authority that I'm not just yelling at you. I'm yelling what's in you. God Almighty. It's not so much how loud my voice is. It's much what kind of power that's coming from the voice. Demons don't respect the volume. Then suddenly Cain cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now a good way of fall off. Look at verse 30. Now a good way of off from there was a herd of many swine feeding. They said it was a good way off. So that tells me demons know exactly where you are. It wasn't like there was an arm reach. They were in a distance. And he said to them, go. It wasn't like Jesus was negotiating with the terrorists. It wasn't about the negotiation. It was about the revelation. Understand this, because swine is considered unclean. According to the Levitical law, God told the people, abstain from unclean animals. So Jesus went to the other side, which means he was outside of his normal locations. He went to the Gentile region, Gentile cities. And usually Gentile people did not mind eating unclean animals. What Jesus was doing, he was bridging the gap between the Jewish culture to the Gentile culture. If you was paying close attention that Brother Lewis was reading Acts chapter 5, I believe it was Acts chapter 10, verse 15, God told Peter, don't call nothing common unclean. Because what he was doing, he was getting ready to bridge the gap to let us know that he was opening up the portal for salvation to hit the Gentiles. These people who was over the swine, the herdsmen, they was all in it for the money. Why did they not care about this man who was possessed for many years? But they cared about the money, the bottom line, because who reported to them was the people who was taking care of the swine. But if you notice, when Jesus comes through, some cases, he is going to unshake some places that need to be shaken up. But before he got there, he had to defeat a storm. It was a teachable moment. He had the disciples with him. He was teaching them how to tell a storm, peace, and be still. But he was also showing them what they must encounter after the storm. There was a demon who met him. It wasn't like Jesus went his way. They came to meet him. That's when you know demons got to respect you. They're going to meet you at the door. Not to intimidate you. They're going to ask you, do we have permission to stay here? It wasn't like it was Jesus' residence. It wasn't his region. But he made it his region. You remember last week when I said, when you go to places, you need to own the room. In other words, let me use another word, command it. It ain't about how loud your voice is, how talented you are, how skillful you are. What kind of power do you have? He doesn't care about your education. He don't care if you have a PhD. He don't care about the extracurricular classes you took. He don't care about the overtime hours you possess. He don't care about the jewelry, the sneakers, the clothing, the item. He wants to know, do you have power? Jump, man, jump. Overcome your spirits. Because as long as you're dancing with them, then pretty much you tie, you make covenant with them. God Almighty, man. So the demons begged him, verse 31. So the demons begged him, saying, if you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine. Jesus said to them, go. So when they came out, they went into the herd of the swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea. In other words, what they were saying, don't send us to the abyss. But Jesus knew they were going to go there because he sent them to the swine. He already knew the swine was going to go into the abyss. He wasn't just taking care of demonic forces. He was trying to unweight that region. Because the only way he can get their attention is mess up their money. Look how many times they begged him. Sister, see? Look how many times they begged him. Look, verse 31, they begged him there. The first beg came from the demons. Look at this, verse 34. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. That was the ownership. Mark translation, it was three beggars. Let's turn to Mark real quick. I want to go to this translation here. Let's dig in here for a moment. Let's go to verse 3. Mark chapter 5, verse 3. I know y'all probably looking, Pastor, I got you. I'm very tuned. Mark chapter 5, verse 3. I'll give you some time to get Mark chapter 5, verse 3. When you have it, say amen. Those of you on Zoom, just stick your thumbs up to make sure we're on the same page. Matter of fact, we're going to read this together. Let's read verse 3 together. We're going to take our time. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. I know some of you have different translation, but I'm reading from this song. Verse 3. Who has dwelling among you, among the tombs? Go ahead. No one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying out, cutting himself with stones. When they saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. Verse 7, and when he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by that you do not torment me. Verse 8, for he said to him, come out of him. Come out of the man, unclean spirit. Verse 9, and he asked him, what is your name? Look what Jesus says. And he answered him saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. That term derived from the Romans, because it was a unit of soldiers that was sent, about 3,000 to 6,000 men. So if you look at the correlation here, it was letting you know what kind of demons, how many demons was possessing this man. How many demons is possessing the city you live in? How many demons is possessing the jobs that you work on? Can I go a little further? How many demons is possessing your temple? How many? How many encounters are we having with these demons? See, the demons ain't attractive. They're not unattractive to you when you possess with it, because you look the same. They are only unclean and unattractive when you get delivered from them. Because demons have a stench. They have a weird look about them. It's not always the appearance, because spirits possess anything they can. He said, what is your name? It's like Jesus said, you know what? Let me let the listeners, the readers, 2,000 years see what kind of demons that's in this region. What is it? What is your name? Man. In other words, every demon does have a name. Anger is a demon. Fornication is a demon. Addiction is a demon. God Almighty, I'm about to get in trouble here. Out of control mindset is a demon. Lust is a demon. Drunkenness is a demon. I don't care. I got to get this out. You need to know what kind of spirit you're dealing with. Adultery is a demon. Can I go any further? Lasciviousness is a demon. Let me go a little further. Pride is a demon. Oh, God. What is your name? Verse 8, when he said to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. In other words, he could not define any isolated name. If you notice the type of spirits that he was dealing with, he was cutting himself. Usually, they try to put you in a psychiatric ward when you have that kind of spirit and tell you you're crazy. But if you notice, no chain, no nothing could hold him back. In other words, this demon was out of control, but they was possessing the man. They trying to put him in a stronghold. It seems to me that the ownership cared about their money. So what they did was, let's tie the man up to keep him from messing with our finances. Because all the people care about is their money. Jesus was exposing so much in that region. He was coming to unshake that city. This one man, don't tell you much about this man. All it tells you, he was possessed. He could have been a previous owner. Maybe they wanted to keep him strapped because maybe he was making more than a... Who knows? Maybe he was sleeping around with their wives, so they keep him bound. Let's keep him away. Whatever it was, he was intimidating to the region. But if you notice what it said, that each person avoid going in that territory. Which means it's almost like the hood of the hoods in our day. I'm not going over there because look at the statistics of the murder. I would not dare drive through there. Let me tell you why a lot of crimes are happening, because they are being embodied with spirits. We don't need to try to get a better male. We need to have some prayer time to reduce some spirits. We don't need the rabbi changing presidencies and all of that nature. We need to start upping our intercessory team. Because obviously these spirits won't go nowhere. And so in order for them to be intimidated, they have to see someone with power. They saw the Son of God. You notice they even called him by name. You notice they even worship him. Why is it that unclean spirits can worship him, but we can't? There's a problem with that. There's a huge problem where you got demons who worship him and respect him, asking him, can we go into the herds? We don't negotiate with terrorists. Jesus, it's almost like Jesus was being passive aggressive. Jesus is like, I'm not being passive. I'm trying to show you what I'm about to do. Go. He already knew the outcome of those herds. He already knew the herdsmen were going to go and report back to the owner. He already knew that they were going to come back to the city, begging him to leave. They got the Messiah in their space, but they wanted to put him out because he was causing ruckus for their finances. Look at verse 12. Mark chapter 5, verse 12. So all the demons begged him. That's one. Let's look at verse 17. Then they pleaded in other words, begged with him to depart from their region. That's two people, two different groups of people begged them. Verse 18. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed, talking about the man, begged him that he might be with him. That's three begs. Three groups of people, single-handedly, the man begged him for something. That's the kind of respect he had. The demons begged him, that's one. The owners of the herdsmen begged him, that's two. And the person who was demonic and possessed, that's three. Jesus told him, no, you cannot go with us. Go back to your friends because your ministry has just begun. Everybody don't need to follow you because they got delivered. Some people need to go ahead and testify for what they've been delivered from. I guarantee you that man probably has so much power, he could have went to the tombs himself. Whew. You and I have no idea. There's no feeling of shame because you got spirits. But it's a shame when you want to stay with the spirits, when you recognize you have. Every last one of us know we got some. But not every last one of us want to acknowledge that we do. Don't play with demons. Don't play with unclean spirits. I hate to say this. Don't invite people to your temple unless you check them out. Let me use another word, unless you vetted them in. Because you don't know what kind of spirits they're going to leave behind. Oh, God almighty, man. I mean, yeah, man, we grew up together. Man, we used to play and everything. That person ain't the same anymore. The person who you used to know ain't the same that you know today. The person who you used to know have been demonically inclined with spirits. So I can't befriend you. Oh, man. You know what's funny how you tell a person you possess. You notice they get upset with you? You know why they're getting upset? Because it's the truth. And we are so intimidated that we can't be truthful. What have you been operating lately? Let me tell you another thing about spirits. Spirits can change your complexion. They have a way of making you look dull and dark on the outside. One thing you have to do with spirits is look a person in the eye. It will determine how a person's operating. Don't be afraid to look a demon in the eye. Because if you don't know how to move, he'll know you timid. You notice what a dog smell feel. Even if the dog don't have no intentions of biting, they gonna bite. You and I have to get to a place that we just know I'm not walking in fear today. Not yesterday you did it. Last week you did it. Okay, but today is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I am not going to walk in my fear any longer. I'm going to walk in my power. I'm going to walk in my sound mind, that which he's given to me. Lord, help you if you engage to some unclean spirit. Lord, help you if you get ready to walk down an aisle with an unclean groom. Oh, God almighty. Lord, help you. I'm telling you, I know this is not a heard of, but the person who's officiating that wedding, maybe he can have, or she can have the audacity to say, if anybody want to stop this wedding, so help me God. I'd be the first one to say, this wedding cannot go any further. Do you realize what your groom or your bride may have? If you want to do something, let's go back in the room before we tie this knot. Jeez, man. See, that's going to mess with the bottom line. What are you doing? Do you know we already paid for all of this ceremony and you already interjected some things? See, people don't want you to mess with the money. You're good as long as the money's fine. But pastors need to get to a place where they ain't concerned about the money coming in and out. Shake up some stuff. You tell your leadership you need to get yourself right because your spirit ain't right. Stop being intimidated on what you may lose. It's what you may gain behind it. That's what you're going to lose. God Almighty, I'm telling you, we get to a place that we should not be worrying about the outcome. The mission's at hand that I'm not going to entertain any unclean spirits any longer. Another day in my life. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And the name of Yahshua is against you. You wicked spirit, you. This man cut himself. Suicidal demon. Tormenting the city, putting a fear in the region. This spirit, this legion, was causing havoc. You're wondering why you're so disruptive. Let me tell you something, man, you gotta even be careful. Because if you got pets, spirits can get in your pets. You wonder why your pet acting up. Spirit got hold of him. Little boo-boo ain't boo-boo no more. Your relationships that you have, how be it domestic, how be it friendship, how be it any kind of relationship, once you start recognizing some things and own up to it. I started reading. I'm thinking the man was asking for help. It wasn't the man. It wasn't in his right mind. It was the spirits knowing who was stepping on that ground. Obviously, it tells me, First Lady, that spirits got more respect for you than you know. I'm going to tell you a little secret. For some people who care about friends who's avoiding you, they don't want you to come over because they know when you step your foot in that threshold, spirits got to evacuate. They're going to tell you, no, don't come up. Don't. They're going to avoid you. Oh, God. Spirits of any kind of friendship, they're going to avoid you at any cost. And you're going to take it personal, wondering why they don't want to be bothered with you. That's not that they don't want to be bothered with you. Spirits don't want to be cast out. So they're going to try to, what they're going to do? Here's the word I'm going to use. They're going to try to make you think that something is wrong with you. They're going to insult you and tell you something about what they think you have. And if you ain't careful, you're going to think that maybe they're telling some truth here. But that's not the truth. It's a lie. It's to keep you from going to the other side. God, y'all know I'm ministering here. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to assist you that don't entertain unclean spirits and stop eating from everybody's household. Man, I'm all shucks, man. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Because you don't know what they're putting in the food. You don't know what they're sprinkling over. Here, watch another word. You don't know how they're praying over your stuff before you get hold of it. And you go home and you thinking something's wrong with you, like some ailments is going on in your body. Temperature start going off at the curve. You're wondering what the you don't call it COVID. God Almighty, it's bigger than that, girl. It's bigger than that. It's something stronger, something bigger, something more inferior. God Almighty. I'm not coming in here to play games. I'm coming to take back what's rightfully mine. I'm coming to take territory, even though I don't pay rent here. You think Jesus knew where he was going? Of course he knew he was going. He even didn't mind what's the word I want to use? He didn't even mind being in the position of the storm raising. He didn't mind the disciples going to call him for fear. We must go on the other side. Because there's something I have to do when I get there. He didn't pay rent. He didn't pay mortgage. No HOA dues. No nothing. He just went. Parked the boat. Game time. When we get to the location, we don't need to play games. You don't need to wait and be patient and try to figure out. You already know why you're there. You know who knew he was supposed to be there? The Lord told him, go to the other side. The problem was the disciples didn't know. He knew. He couldn't tell them. They was already crying out for fear from a storm that broke out because he knew they couldn't handle it. So what he had to do, he had to spearhead it. He's like, not only am I going to calm this storm to let you know my authority, I'm going to go on the other side. I'm going to cast out this spirit into those unclean spirits. God Almighty. When you get to a place, take care of business at any means necessary. Own the room, as I put it last week. Command it at any possible. I'm not coming here to play with demonic forces. I'm going to look at you. You're not going to intimidate me. I'm going to let you know I know you here. Jesus didn't say these things come through fasting. He said the other thing came through fasting and praying. You don't have to fast for everything. You might have fasted 6 months ago for something else, but your spirit was prime time for it. We don't need to try to fast for something new. Something that type of fast should already been in there. Because we don't have time to figure it out. We need to know when we get there. We're not playing with spirits no more. It's time to let them know where you stand. For God I live and for God I die. You don't need to compromise with business partners. They got spirits. Get rid of it. Because we so focused on the bottom line, our financial status, that we worrying about in churches, they worrying about so much money coming in, they can care less about spirits sitting right in their front row. As long as the money coming in, we good. No, I can care less. If spirits is in the house, I am sorry. I apologize, but I can't partner up with you. Because you're unattractive. You're unclean. And if you're unclean, then you're unfruitful. And if we're going to be in the house, didn't Jesus throw down the money tables? Oh, come on. It tells you he could care less about what was going on. When he told them, he said, this is the house of God, not the den of thieves. So much hypocrisy in our religious organization. You only care about some things, but you don't care about other things. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. I implore you, Jesus, come to torment us before the time. Them spirits know about revelation. They know about their eternal damnation, that they were going to face the lake of fire. That's why they asked them, are you coming before time? Some things may be untimely, but it's time. Some things, some spirits may not have been ready to come out, but because you showed up, they must come out. Spirits is real, people. Unfortunately, it's in your family members. Unfortunately, it might be somebody that's right next door to you. Unfortunately, it might be somebody that's in your church. Unfortunately, it might be somebody who's in leadership in your church. Unfortunately, it might be somebody you're in a relationship with. Unfortunately. If any of my sisters and queens and daughters was in a domestic relationship, that means you are in an unclean spirit relationship. Anybody who's being controlled and manipulated, that's an unclean spirit. I'm just letting you know, that's all unclean spirits. Don't try to pacify it. And I got to tell some of my queens who think the man is taking care of them because they got security. I don't want to leave him. Because my living arrangements are so much nicer with him. So you ready to be demonic encounters over your financial status? You ready to stay in that abusive relationship where the devil is trying to kill, steal, and destroy you? Obviously, if you hooked up with that type of man, the demons know your future. And they want to kill and abort everything they can in you before you come to full term. When spirits possess any person, yeah, they're vulnerable at the moment and they're more accessible to it. But also, you got to find out, what is the purpose behind it? Obviously, if a demon can encounter you and possess, it's because he know your future. In other words, as Marvin Sapp put it, he already tapped into your future. They know you got purpose on your life. So if the demons are already tormenting you, they know what you can and cannot do. They know you're about to unshake some stuff. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to intimidate you. They're going to push you around. And they're going to have people around that you love dearly, who you hold in high esteem, to bring you some substance. But it's not the kind of substance that you hope for. It's the substance that you're not hope for. And the evidence of things that you do see. Oh, God, I just flipped it. Don't play with spirits any longer. Another day in your life. I'd just rather be alone. What's the word when he said, I can do bad all by myself? Because what we don't know is that the person you hook up with, they already have a history of spirits. They just don't know they got it sometimes. They just don't know. But they come from a generation of spirits looming, waiting for they can plant seed in that woman. Oh, God, what? Because what they want to do, they want to get down to the offspring and go through generations, because their purpose is not to die. What the baby kids say, we don't die, we multiply. Y'all think it's a joke. I told y'all, parents, watch the toys you bring in the house. Y'all think it's a joke. Watch these video games you letting them encounter. They're encountering spirits. Oh, it's harmless. No, it's not. That's what the people who's making these games are having you to think. Because all they want to do is make money off you, compromising your soul. What profit a man to gain the world, then lose his soul? What does he have in exchange? Satan is trying to take you and use you. Jesus told that man, no, don't follow me. Your ministry is birth. Go back to your friends. Because they're going to see a change in you. They know what you used to do. They're going to know I've been here. Jesus don't have to be in your home. He just needs to leave you with something that's going to stay in your home. The man probably was intimidated whether he should stay all alone. If this can happen to him again, it won't never happen to him again. He received Jesus at that moment. That man was going to tear down that region with his ministry. He wasn't going to just be normal. He was going to chase demons out that region. I'm telling you, some of you, when you get delivered from something, don't go back where you came from unless you're going to make a change. And don't try to convince yourself that you're making a change when you know you ain't making a change. Demons are feeling good for a moment until they don't feel good no more. That's what sin is. It was good. It was fornicating was good until they don't feel good no more. Until you realize what fornication, it wasn't the fornication. It wasn't the sensual. It was the person that was behind the sensual. That was causing havoc in my life. Lord, help us for some of them we changed our last name for. We covenanted with them demons by changing our name. You was looking good. Your partner was looking good. When you come into certain spaces and y'all driving nice, looking good, smelling good, people respect you because they see the outer guards. But all that was just surface. It was covered up with spirits. We're not entertaining spirits no longer. I refused. Unwanted guests. You're not invited. Wow, you're not invited. You're not invited. I'm going to vet everything that comes around in my tent. Because just like a common cold, you can get it if you subject it to it, if you're weak to it, if you're vulnerable. You know, even the most strongest person can be vulnerable to spirits. If they overwhelm that day, you notice. Let me help some of y'all. You know when you have a long, hard work week. You know the first thing that we do, even if we don't do it, let me have a drink. I deserve it. Let me put a little twist of lime in it. Two shots. Come on, I'm talking right down your alley. This is the work week. Then the next week, you get another overwhelming week. Then at the end of the week, again, you tell yourself, man, I'm gonna just go ahead and get this shot and put a little twist of lime in. Then the next week, yet again. What's gonna happen is after a while, it's gonna become more fluently. It's gonna get closer and closer together. So now it won't be the end of the week. It's gonna be every day. Each shot you take is a shot the enemy's taking from you. He's trying to find a place that he can house rent free. Because he know it ain't going to cost him. But you. God. It's not going to just cost you. It's going to cost everyone you love and connected to you because they love you. I'm taking this point in my life a lot more serious that we're not having church. We got demons that we got to cast out. We got demons that we cannot entertain. Sometimes they come into your television screen. Sometimes they're sleeping right through your music. I know you like the song and you like the beat and the drum line and the bass line and the chorus, but it has spirits inside. I know some of y'all been to concerts when you up. You notice more people standing out of their seat when they're singing a song. You are singing spirits under the influence. Good concert. Well, look what you got. Was it worth it? Every head bow. Every eye's closed. If you can't, I know our Zoom disciples can't do it. A lot of you don't come on a picture, and that's fine. But we got to get to a place I got a spirit on me. And I've been trying to get delivered from this. Now, some spirits ain't gonna come out easy. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. Some spirits are stubborn. A stubborn spirit is a witchcraft spirit, a rebellion spirit. Some of y'all know y'all need to get delivered from, but y'all refuse it. And I'm going to tell you, for some of you who already been delivered from those spirits, don't go back. It's going to be 7 times worse. 7 times worse, meaning the state that you came from is not going to be the same. When you go back out there this time, I'm going to tell you, brother, if you go back out there this time, you ain't coming back alive. Because the devil's going to play for keeps on this. Because he figured if he lost you the first time, he's not going to take a chance losing you again. We so churchy. For no accountants. Every demonic force in this space, you got to leave here right now. Every unclean, unwanted, uninvited spirit that's around and looming and hanging and infiltrating and portraying to be some, you're not. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Yahshua. I command you to go. Go back to where you came from. Return to the place and the space you came from, not up in here. The Lord rebuke. That's what you should be saying in your house right now. The Lord rebuke you, you uninvited, unwelcome, unfruitful, hateful spirit, you. Lord, I thank you for freeing me from any of those little spirits that have encountered, that I have encountered, that I didn't even recognize, but I compromised. If you found yourself compromising in the last 30 days, you have encountered a spirit. You don't think it's harmless. No, you compromised yourself at that moment. What profit a man to gain the world, I said it, and lose his soul? What does a man have in exchange? If you compromised in the last 30 days, then you too, ma'am, sir, you've got that spirit on you. Nobody's going to ever tell you they got a spirit. But one thing about spirits, they got to respect the power of God around you. They can't stick around. They got to leave. Instead of us rebuking the person, I'm going to give you another hint for some people. Because people are so, oh God, I got to say it this way. Because church folks are so ignorant. They want to rebuke the person. You foolish one, you. Rebuke the spirit in the person. God ain't trying to kill the person. He's trying to kill the spirit that habitat the person. I don't want the person to die. I want the person to live. I just need the spirits to die. But if the person goes with the spirit, that means they ain't ready to get delivered. It's a clean atmosphere right here. And the Spirit of the Lord is cleaning up right now. How you know, Pastor? Because I sense it. Because when you expose spirits, they can't stick around because they know they've been exposed. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus, Yahshua, is Lord. I come to shake up a party. Don't go to the party drinking what they drink. Go to the party and offer them the drink. Are you thirsty? Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Anybody want to come to this altar? If they just sense that Lord, that I need prayer. I need some people to come into. I need it. I can't play around with this spirit because this spirit is holding me down. This spirit would not intimidate me. This spirit would not influence me to do something I really don't want to do. Let me tell you about another spirit. spirits are not allowed here. If they are, they can't stay here. We casting down every high thing that try to exalt itself above the knowledge of Almighty God. Y'all line up with me. Y'all need to over here. If you're coming up for prayer, so let me just make sure that I know what I'm doing here. Orchestrate this right for me. It's not about who's first. It's not about who's last. Just line up. As I go through this, we're not going to play around. Now, one thing about this, because you came up here with the boldness, that means you're saying, I'm ready to renounce these ungodly spirits, unwanted, unfruitful spirits. You know the demons know how to play church too, right? You know demons know scriptures as well, right? In fact, Satan knows more scripture than all of us in here put together. Let me tell you something though. Look what the demon said to Jesus. Like, you come to before time. You know what he was really saying? I know what Revelation says. He was giving Jesus scripture without giving the scripture. Y'all want to play around with church. I'm going to tell every parent that's overseeing their child, you might want to really hone in to your spirit right now to make sure that it's not infiltrating to your children. You encountering stuff you know you got no business encountering throughout the work week. How are you going to call Jesus Lord and the Lord is good to you, but you want to play with spirits? At that moment, call yourself double-minded and unstable. I remember one day my mentor said, get off the piano, the drums, all of you, because some of y'all need to come up here too. Because what happened is people who's doing church work, they're going to stay right where they are. They're going to stay right where they are. Because you know why? They get the high. They get the high. People want to hide behind the drum set. They want to hide behind the keyboard. They want to hide behind the pulpit too. We're not going to play around with church people. We're not going to call this family DCM church folks. If people see you and they feel as though they can do and everything and say whatever they want in front of you, they got no respect for you. They got no respect for the God on the inside of you. Just put it that way. That's what you call demonic forces. Because demons, they have respect, but they don't have respect. I don't want these spirits no more. I'm tired of dealing with this angry demon. Angry demons. There's another spirit. I said that I wasn't going to say it earlier, but I'm going to say it now. Depression spirit. That's a demonic force. Oppression is a demonic force. Fornication, adultery, lust are demonic forces. Demonic forces. I refuse to. I said this to somebody earlier. If you have compromised in the last 30 days, you got a demonic encounter. If you compromise yourself in any way, you have encountered a spirit. Say what you want. You can play it all when you want. You can hide. I'm going to tell you what. You're going to come out of this today. You're not going to play around and sneak around and fool around and be manipulate and try to talk your talk and walk your walk, but you ain't got no power. Because you will be exposed real quickly. Because people are going to say you ain't what you claim to be. The one thing you do not want to be is uncovered. When the Lord uncovers you, that means he says it's time for exposure. He only hides you when he needs to protect you, but he also will hide you until you get it right and says, okay, I'm telling you to come out now. Come out. Come out of your fornication spirit. Come out of your lustful spirit. Come out of your adultery spirit. come out of their oppression spirit, come out of depression spirits. Come out. Come out. It's been lingering too long. Come out right now. In the name of Yahshua, come out. Every last spirit that's housing you, come out. You can't play around with spirits. I'm going to tell you, you cannot play with them. Don't play cards with them. Don't have drinking buddies with them. Don't play with them. Don't compromise either. Now, I'm going to tell my leadership real quickly. Do not compromise your temple. Whatever you weaken, stop it. If you know you're weak, run for your life. He's trying to kill you, sir. Stop dancing with him. Stop celebrating stuff that you know ain't giving God glory. Stop worshiping idols that you know that you're worshiping on the behind the scenes, and you dancing and you jiggling and you wiggling and you gyrating in front of it. Do you not know what you're doing? Sasha? Oh, God Almighty, I know what I'm talking about. What they call her, Sasha Fierce. Oh, shucks, man. Didn't the Bible tell us right in the same chapter that they came out with Fierce? Oh, yeah. You hear me? Yeah. Sasha Fierce is dressed up real nice, but his spirit's behind it because we're worshiping. We're worshiping. Sasha Fierce. I'm speaking because here, when I walk down this aisle, all I do is I pick up spirits. I don't got to touch you. I don't have to touch you. I don't have to come in. If you at home, I don't have to be in your city or zip code. If I'm speaking the word of the Lord, that's you. Because you're not going to be able to hide. Hide being through Zoom, hide being through 3 a.m., hide being through Wednesday. You can't hide. You understand this. Understand this. So just in case you don't know, I walk with power. With the glory of God on the inside, I don't play around. I have my struggles from time to time, but I take God serious. I don't want to play with spirits another day in my life. I don't want having people around me, my leadership, playing around with spirits. Get yourself clean and come with a brand new attitude and stop being double-minded and unstable in all your ways. I'm trying to be fruitful. I'm trying to multiply. I'm not trying to subtract. And it's nothing to feel bad because when you get to an understanding in your life that you realize that I got some spirits, then it's time to come out. The Lord is calling you to come out. And this is probably the first time that I got all my ministry here, right here now, because see, God was ready to clean up. First lady, no, we prayed last night. We know. We came into agreement last night. We know what our team feels. We know what y'all doing. Y'all just don't have a clue. But we know. But the only way we really know, unless we encounter with him. That's the kind of leadership you want to be under. You don't want to be under the pastor who's going to rob you blind, take your money, and don't care nothing about you. Listen, we need tithes and offerings, but it's not the end all be all. I need you here to help and serve, but if you choose not to leave because you want to play church, then we don't need you. We'll do without you. I just told you earlier, we'll do bad by ourselves. But as long as I work for the kingdom, I'll never do bad because the Lord will supply all of my needs. 419, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. I'm not compromising my temple for some good-looking man who drives a nice car, who earns some good money. I'm not going to compromise my soul. I'm not going to compromise to go to some Sasha Fierce concert to get myself encountered with those spirits. I'm not going to compromise that. I'm not going to get down with the cowboy team. God Almighty. Not getting down with it. There's spirits behind it. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like it or don't like it, don't come here no more. I'm telling you the truth. There's spirits behind these musics. There's spirits behind it. There's spirits behind it. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, if you at home, I'm telling you, you can get free too. I'm not playing around with these spirits no more. I'm sick of these spirits. Because you know what they're doing? You sit there and you're just like, man, it's going to change. No, they're not going to change. You know, it's the same thing when a woman says, he's going to stop beating me. No, he's not going to stop beating you. He's not going to stop hitting on you until you do something about it. He's not going to stop controlling you until you do something about it. Stop making excuses for spirits. They got a name. His name is abusive and controlling. A controlling person is abusive. That's a spirit. Don't play around with them no more. Don't play with these demons no more. Let me tell you something. It's a reason why we're having this 3 a.m. round the clock. It's keeping us fresh. I know some of us don't want to come on this 3 a.m. because it's such an inconvenience, but it's keeping us fresh. It's keeping us honest. It's keeping us fresh. It's keeping us pure. It's keeping us honest. And if some of you don't come on at 3 a.m., but I hope to God that you're still in your house, you're praying with us. You are connected in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to come into agreement. I'm not coming into agreement with the demons. I'm not coming. I want to get you free. Free me, Lord. I don't want this. I don't want to compromise my temple any longer. Free me. Free me from these spirits. They got strongholds, generational. Generational is coming from you. This generation is on you. That's what's happening with you. Generation. History of spirits. Generation. I don't want these spirits no more. I'm tired of dancing with the devil. Tired of compromising. I'm tired of being somebody that I'm really not. I'm tired of talking that talk when I'm really not walking that walk. I'm tired of being angry and frustrated and double-minded and unforgiving. And there's some unforgiving people here too. You got to get rid of that. That's an unforgiving spirit. Unforgiving spirit. You got to forgive. I'm going to tell you something. The demon don't mind housing an unforgivable spirit. They want temples like yours because it's easy. You're subject to it. And the people at home, I hope you're giving. You got some people right here that you're connected to. Man, you better cover your families a little better. Cover them. Cover them in the name of Yahshua. In the name of loose him. Loose him. Get him free. We command these spirits to break. Generational spirits. Generational demons. Legions. I command you. I implore you. Loose them. In the name. Ooh, go for it. Go for it. Hallelujah. Go for it. Go for it. God Almighty. Go for it. Ooh, receive. Yeah. Oh, God Almighty. Pure spirit. But God Almighty. God wants you so badly. The devil wants you bad too. But God wants you more. You're not going back to that territory ever again. You don't even have to worry about ever encountering that again. May you be free. May your mind be free. Ah, you're not acceptable to that spirit no more. Yeah, it's time to come out. Yeah, it's time to release. It's time to release. Ministry is in you. Ministry is in you. Ministry is in you. The Lord got a position for you. Ministry is in you. Yeah. You are called to minister. You are called to minister. You are called to minister the gospel. You are called to minister the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. You are called to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stop walking in fear. Walk in your power. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to come and be a part of strong leadership here. This is it right here. Yeah. Yeah, you found your place. You should be a part of the ministerial team. The ministry is in you. Yeah, it's in you. God put investments in you. Ministry is in you. Take it seriously. It's in you. It's in you. You have an eye for things. You see things from afar. You say, I want to mind my business. No, don't mind your business. Mind his business. You have a relentlessness about you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yahshua. In the name of Yahshua. Cast the legions that's been hovering around your house, hovering around you, hovering around everything, a part of you. It's time to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. So don't be stubborn. Come on out. Stubbornness ain't gonna stop. Oh, release. Stubbornness is coming out. Stubbornness is coming out. Yeah, you're not gonna be stubborn after today. You're not gonna be stubborn after today. I'm coming out. I'm gonna be free. I'm not gonna be ashamed of anything. I'm coming out of my pride. I'm coming out of those spirits right now. In the name of Yahshua. Y'all repeat this. Come on, I'm free. Participate with me. I am free. I'm free. I'm free from you spirits. Let me go. And I might serve the Lord with all my heart, mind, and soul. Free me. Free me right now. Free me. Let me go. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Yahshua. In the name of Yahshua. I am free. I am delivered. I'm coming out of oppression. I'm coming out of depression. I'm walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill my void up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. In the name of Yahshua.